We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids. Let's start the show with a song.
Skin, a different size,
but God loves us all the same.
We're different, that's the way God made us different. Each and everyone is different.
The things we do,
the places we go,
the way we
playing a game, or when you're in a race, how important is it for you guys to win?
Well, everybody likes to win.
Yeah.
But in a game or a race, you can only have one winner.
Okay, so that means some people might be a little disappointed, right?
Sometimes it's hard to come in second or third, and it's always hard to come in last.
Really? What makes it so hard to come in last, Carolyn?
Like some other kids, if they were first, they might say, ha ha, you're last, and it's really hard because you don't win a prize or anything.
Okay, so prizes, and sometimes you get some not so nice comments. Jess?
Sometimes you work really hard to be able to win, and when you don't win, it's disappointing.
You know, we all have to learn how to be a good winner and a good loser, don't we? So if you're running a race and you win the race, how can you be a good winner? Emily?
By not sticking it in people's faces.
Okay.
Like if you win, not making fun of the people who didn't win.
Just like Carolyn was talking about. Yeah, Carolyn.
Like if you win, you can say, I'm sorry that you didn't win. If you want to, one time you could come over and play with my trophy.
Oh, play with your trophy, sure. Alexa.
You could tell them that they did a really good job and that you could see that they were trying their hardest, even though they didn't win.
Right. And we can learn a lot by our losses and how we deal with our wins.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a race where we can all be winners.
It's God's race.
God loves each of us so much, he wants us all to have the prize.
This prize is the best prize you could ever win.
It's a prize to live with Jesus forever in heaven.
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
Paul was speaking to the people in the church of Philippi.
In verse 7, Paul says, "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider it loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord."
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing his sufferings.
In verse 12, Paul writes, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on.
Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus."
We run this race every day we live, and we have to stay in good shape to run a race every day, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to go to the gym and work out and eat power bars, do we?
No. You have to read the Bible and to ask God to help you.
Okay. God sent his Spirit to help us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jess?
Have fellowship with other believers.
Okay. And Becca?
Pray.
Prayer is a very important part. And Carolyn, you had one.
You can share with others and tell people about God.
Great answers, guys. I think you really know this lesson well. And the Bible tells us to press on. What does that mean when the Bible says press on?
Well, like when things are hard, then just keep on going because you know that Jesus is with you.
That's right. And we have a song all about this lesson, don't we? What's it called?
Fix Your Eyes on Jesus.
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know his power. You know his love. Sins have been forgiven. Fix your eyes on Jesus. There's a joy like no other, a peace that passes all. Jesus is your master, and you can hear him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Consider it lost for the gift that Jesus gave me when he took the cross. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
So what have we learned today?
That you need to press on.
Okay, good.
We learned that just as you need to do strength training for Races here on earth, for God's race, you also have to train yourself.
Okay, good. Two very important lessons we learned. And when we believe in Jesus, we become children of God. And God sends His Spirit to help us grow strong and press on to do His work. God gives us everything we need.
All that I am, and all that I see, and all that I know, and all that will be, I forever will thank Thee, for You are mighty God. All that I am, and all that I see, all that I know,
Dear Jesus, You are our prize. You are the best prize. As we run this race, Lord, we need to keep our eyes fixed upon You. You will give us strength. You take away our pain. You lift us up when we are tired and we feel like we can't go on. You will give hope. You will fill our lives with peace and joy and love. Help us to take this wonderful prize to others so that they too can come to know You and love You. In Your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us.
Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you.
Send us a letter or email us.
Our snail mail address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And you can email us at Karen@KarenandKids.com.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
And remember,
we are all running the same race.
We all will win the same prize.
Jesus is the prize.
Living with Him forever and ever.
See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.